When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
We're going to get into the case, but first, I want to thank Aura for sponsoring this video. You know, it's crazy how much of our personal information is out there for anyone to find. Just the other day, I was talking to a relative of mine who tends to overshare on social media, and I'm sure we all know someone. Because of my work, I expressed my concerns and decided to do a little activity with him to show just how easy it is for someone to find out everything about you, even with the tiniest bit of information. Get this, all I had was his first name and the state he lives in. That's it. No city, no last name, just his first name and his state. And you won't believe what I found. With just those two pieces of information, I was able to pull up all sorts of personal details about him. His full name, his address, his phone number, and even his relatives' names. And the scary part? All of this information was completely public. It really hit home for me just how dangerous this can be. I mean, think about it. If I could find all of that with just a first name and a state, imagine what a scammer or a predator could do with that kind of information. They could easily access your accounts, steal your identity, or even worse, put you and your loved ones in physical danger. That's why online safety is so important to me. Not just for kids and teens, but for adults too. And that's where Aura, the sponsor of today's video, comes in. Aura is an all-in-one online security solution that helps protect you and your family from online threats. With Aura, you can get features like Data Broker Opt-Out, which helps remove your personal information from those sketchy websites that sell it to anyone who's willing to pay. You also get dark web monitoring, so you'll know if any of your information ends up on the dark web, and fraud monitoring, to help catch any suspicious activity on your account. But that's not all. Aura also includes identity theft insurance, a VPN to keep your online activity private, a password manager to help you create and store strong passwords, and even parental controls to help keep your kids safe online. The best part? You can try Aura risk-free with their 14-day trial. Just go to aura.com/themissingfound to get started. The link is also in the description in the show notes below. Now back to our case. Today we'll be covering the missing person case of Kelly Allen. This case is the first of our mini-sode series due to the lack of details on the case. With that, a full case analysis is not possible right now to conduct. She went missing in Berkeley, Missouri after attending a job interview. Her moments after are unclear, which has left her family with nearly 20 years of unexplained mystery, until what they thought was and possibly still might be a promising lead, a photo that may indicate something about Kelly or what became of her. This is where we are left in the case. No intricate details, no updates, and no closure. When I look at these cases, it's just people going about their day. They don't wake up and know they'll be missing. I don't believe anyone is prepared for that, especially for a case so cold where they're gone without a trace for nearly 20 years. We're going to discuss the public case details that have been reported, the days leading up to her disappearance, and the sighting. We're going to break down every detail and discuss possibilities. A case like this is freezing cold, with hardly any movement, and without any solid details. This is the Missing Found Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Harlow. Before we get into the case, I have a few details to share about the show. The Missing Found is an investigative true crime podcast focusing mainly on unsolved missing person cases in the Black community. The cases that I cover have either gone cold, have little to no media coverage, or have gone without conclusion. You can follow the show on Instagram at The Missing Found or on Medium at The Missing Found to read our original script. I also would like to mention that we have a case suggestion form in the show notes or description box that you can complete to submit your case suggestions that are of the Black and missing. We have a Patreon that's now available for you to become a member in our private community to discuss cases deeper beyond our case analyses through private discussions with me, ad-free episodes, early releases, and much more that's exclusive for members only. The show is now available on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. For Apple Podcasts, we ask that you give us a 5-star rating to help the show reach a broader audience to help find our missing. To access all things of The Missing Found, you can visit our website, themissingfound.com. I ask that you please like, share, comment your thoughts on this case, and subscribe if you found value and want to continue the journey with me to finding our missing and learning about their stories. This is case episode 25, The Disappearance of Kelly Allen. So who was Kelly? Kelly L. Allen was born on Tuesday, November 4th, 1986, from St. Louis, Missouri. Though there just aren't much details on Kelly, her upbringing, or much on who she was growing up, she is described as being ambitious and goal-focused. Kelly's mother, Tracy Williams, recounted some characteristics of Kelly on the KMOV 4 News. Tracy stated, quote, "She was a sweet, sweet girl. Never gave anyone any problems. Never gave us any problems," end quote. Kelly was a nursing student and eventually took on a job as a nursing home caregiver. The position was great for her for the time being, but it was time to move on. It was a far distance from where she lived, so she started searching for other employment opportunities that were more of a fit for her desired location. The case details. On Wednesday, March 7th, 2007, Kelly went to her friend's apartment at Frost Apartments on the 8600 block of Frost Avenue near I-170 in Berkeley, Missouri, which was around a 20-minute drive from St. Louis, where she lived with her mother, Tracy. Now, it's not exactly clear why she went to her friend's home, but she stayed for a few days up until the day she went missing. Just a few days later, on Tuesday, March 13th, what was supposed to be a productive day quickly turned to a nearly 20-year mystery. On this day, Kelly attended a job interview at a telemarketing company. The interview went so well that she was offered a second interview that was scheduled for just a few days later on Friday, March 16th. Sadly, Kelly never made it to the second interview. Either prior to the initial interview or after, she spoke to her friend who she was staying with at the apartment, and they agreed to meet up later. I want you to remember this element. The friend was at work when this call was said to have taken place. Once the friend returned home, she came home to Kelly's belongings, but Kelly was not present. This didn't necessarily raise a red flag because nothing looked out of place. We don't know when the friend contacted Kelly's family or when she felt something was wrong, but we know that 3 days went by and she was supposed to attend their interview and she just never showed up. Kelly also had a tax refund check of $2,000 that was never cashed or deposited. This, as you can imagine, was alarming because Kelly was not known to go this long without contacting someone or letting her loved ones know her whereabouts. The telltale sign also is that she was in the middle of switching jobs. That $2,000 could have been beneficial to her, and the fact that she was close to getting the telemarketing job, which she most likely felt that it was a better fit at the time in her life. This is where the case stands, full of uncertainty, unanswered questions, and mystery. But then there was a sighting 5 years later. The sighting. In 2012, Kelly's cousin, Cody, was on a Metro train and believed to have spotted Kelly. The unknown woman was on the train sitting next to an unknown man. He quickly snapped a photo of the girl in question, but did not approach her as he was startled. While at a family gathering on September 3, 2012, Cody informed the family that he think he may have seen Kelly on the train. He showed some family members, including Tracy, the photo that he took, and they felt that it was Kelly. This photo was then forwarded to St. Louis PD and investigator Jerry Griffin. This photo would be examined closer to see if this is a potential lead and possibility that this could be, in fact, Kelly. As of today, the photo still remains in question, and I will explain why in our case breakdown. Tracy believed that it was her daughter, and she was adamant. This is where the case ends. The family has not stopped looking for Kelly since 2007. There has been coverage, but the coverage and details are pretty slim. They often pass out flyers to continue to spread awareness on Kelly's disappearance. I do believe there are holes in the case, possibilities that may or may not have been considered, and it's just quiet. Kelly was staying with a friend, went to a job interview. The friend claims there were plans to meet up later that day, and then she turns up missing. I think there is something more here, but I can't exactly put my finger on it, especially when the facts of the case are so little. The case breakdown. Let's start from Kelly going to her friend's home at the Frost Apartments in Berkeley. So who was the friend? There are no details online about the friend that she was briefly staying with. It is believed the friend is female, but there just aren't any other details about her. We don't know the relationship dynamic, how long they've been friends, who the friend knew, and most of all, who knew Kelly would be over that particular friend's home. Kelly was living with her mother at the time, and this brief stay at the friend's home could have just been a quick getaway to hang out. The drive from St. Louis to Berkeley is only around 20 minutes, so this wasn't a far trip for Kelly, and she probably was familiar with the area. This is something that we just don't know, but being that it was in close proximity and she had a friend in that area, she may have known the area or may not. We just don't know why or what the plans were for her to be over her friend's apartment and for how long. I recall reports stating that Kelly has spoke with her friend via phone and they made plans to meet later. I thought this was interesting if this is even true, because to me that means it would be a plan to do something together. Obviously. Which can translate to Kelly needing to be at the friend's apartment by the time the friend gets home from.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Work. It makes me question, why wouldn't she be at the apartment? Where else would she be? Did Kelly say she is leaving out for a moment? You will soon see where I'm going with this. I say this because there's a possibility that Kelly may have previously mentioned meeting up with someone else, and the plan was to meet back at the apartment at a specific time so they can do whatever plans they have for that evening. Maybe I'm looking too deep into it. I don't know. But there may be something there, if that statement is true. Where I'm going with this is, did Kelly have plans that afternoon after her interview? And if she did, with whom? Whether this element was made up in media or if it was untrue coming from the friend, this is something we don't know without phone records publicly available. The condition of the door. Another thing that stuck out to me as I was crafting my notes for this case, I wonder if the apartment door was locked or was it unlocked? I would assume that this apartment door has to be locked from the outside, and I could be wrong. This would mean someone had to have locked it. This element may not hold much weight because she could have simply used the key that was to the apartment. This makes sense because if the friend left for work before Kelly went on her interview that afternoon, then it would not be concerning because her friend could have left for work. Kelly locked the door behind her. Kelly had her friend's key to her apartment unit. Kelly left out and locked the door with the key, went to her interview, and came back home. And when I say home, the friend's apartment. Then left back out and use those same keys to lock the door behind her. This is where things get questionable. The possibility. In 2007, we had cell phones. Damn near everyone had a cell phone. Kelly was 20 years old. She worked and was looking for another place of employment. She most likely had a cell phone. My question leads to, I wonder if she was in a relationship or if she was talking to someone that she was interested in. They met up. They drove away with Kelly and something happened. Kelly was said to have left her belongings behind, so this could have been a case of her expecting to go outside quick, talk to the person, then run back inside of the apartment. We've seen a similar theory in one of my very first cases that I've covered on the Missing Found from Missing Althea Vault. I thought this case had a similar undertone because according to her friend, her belongings were still there, as if she was planning on returning. Making this a case of her not expecting to be gone long, at least until the friend returned home from work since they had plans. Which brings me to my next element. The plans. If you remember in the case details, I mentioned that Kelly spoke with her friend whose apartment she was staying over. The friend was at work and they had plans to meet up later. As I've already mentioned, I can't be for certain that the term, quote, meet up, was used, but that is what has been referenced in media. Why meet up? Kelly was staying in the friend's apartment, so there would be no meet up. It would just be the friend coming home and then they go and do whatever. I'm not alluding to the friend being involved, but I am alluding to perhaps there were some form of plans made and they had a specific time to meet at a location or to ensure Kelly is back at the apartment to meet up with the friend, meaning Kelly may not have planned on being home, which is why they established a time to meet back at the apartment. Again, this could be something that I'm just looking too deep into, but it did stick out to me. For all we know, Kelly could have just went for a walk or something else. The girl on the train. When I initially heard about this finding, I thought it was interesting. I remember seeing the photo of the young woman on the train, and I had strong opinions about it, and for a good reason. The photo did have a close resemblance to Kelly, but there was something off. The photo and sighting of the young woman on the train was taken 5 years after Kelly went missing, which would have progressed Kelly to age 25 or 26, depending on the month that the photo was taken. Naturally, you would age. Your facial features may change slightly, the way you present may change a bit, and there may be some small differences. The thing is with the photo, it does look like Kelly, but it looks like Kelly at age 20, meaning there was no age progression. When I saw the photo, I personally did not believe it to be Kelly Allen because there were no obvious signs of age progression that typically would have been evident. This is not to say that it was not her, as it could have been, but if you look at it from age progression, it just does not make sense. Here's another angle to question. What if it was Kelly? Cody was understandably afraid to approach the woman on the train, but what if it was her? The young woman did not look like she was in fear, nor in hiding. What would be her reasoning for running off that sighted on a metro train 5 years later? It could have been Kelly, or it could have not been. The actual identity of the woman in the photo, nor the young man who she was sitting next to, has ever been publicly identified, and I'm unsure if law enforcement has been able to even locate and identify the young woman. My opinion. I first heard about this case in 2013, 11 years ago on a TV show called Find Our Missing. They highlighted Kelly's story, but I always felt that the case was lacking pertinent details. There just didn't seem to be anything to latch on that would offer insight or possibilities. This could be because someone is withholding information, or there just aren't any other details, because this was sadly a clean-cut crime, if a crime even took place. Still, 11 years later, Kelly's case stuck with me, and I wanted to know more. Sadly, there really aren't any case updates, and the case just sits cold with media coverage saying, quote, "This marks the 10th anniversary, the 15th anniversary, and now the 17th in 2024. It's disappointing to not know what became of Kelly, what happened to Kelly. Just like you, I have many questions that don't seem to have answers. I wonder what was her relationship status, and did anyone know who she may have been talking to that would come past the apartment complex? I also wonder about the relationship with the friend and who that friend was connected to. Lastly, I wonder what were the plans that night after she returned home from work, the friend. I don't know if the friend's story was ever verified. I came across a news clip from journalist Chandrea Thomas. Chandrea did a story on Kelly Allen and was able to interview Tracy in the short 1-minute clip. Tracy made mention that there were 4 to 6 other girls that were missing in the area. This news coverage was made 10 years after Kelly went missing. It's unclear if the other girls who went missing around the time Kelly did, before or after. We can't ignore that this could have been a random crime. Who would have wanted to harm Kelly or make her disappear, and why? If this was a crime executed by someone unrelated to Kelly and having no connection to her, I can see why this case would be difficult to solve. And this is pretty common. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I just can't figure this one out. Like I always say, until people start talking, we won't see this case solved. It's been 17 years without answers and no Kelly. Whether it was random or executed by someone she knew, someone had to have seen or heard something. Then maybe not, because most people may have been at work at the time, since this likely happened sometime in the mid to late afternoon after her interview. We know people don't just vanish. And if this didn't look like a crime, then perhaps it didn't raise a red flag to people who were outside in the apartment complex or looking out their window, which could be related to it being someone that she may have knew or had a connection to. Not everyone wants to walk away and start a new life. I think it's time for someone or some people to start talking, because I know the answer is out there. Someone holds it. I also don't believe Kelly is too far from where she was, no matter what that looks like. I just want to get answers for the Allen Williams family. Sadly, until we get answers, this case will remain unsolved and hauntingly cold. At the time of Kelly's disappearance, she was 20 years old, stood at 5'4", and weighed 165 pounds. Kelly is African American, has hazel eyes and brown hair that was in braids at the time of her disappearance. Kelly has a medium brown complexion. Kelly has a tattoo of a half moon behind her left ear and a tattoo of brown eyes and a flower on her left shoulder. She would be 37 today and turn 38 on November 4th. Kelly was last seen wearing apple-bottom blue jeans, a blue blazer, and silver sparkling shoes. I would like to know who reported this attire. Did she wear this to the interview, or did someone actually see her in her last moments on record, assumingly outside, since we know she had to, at some point, leave from the apartment? Just another element that we don't know. If you have any information or leads in the disappearance of Kelly Allen, her current whereabouts, or any information concerning Kelly, it should be directed to the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department at 314-444-5338. This case is still open today, I thank you for your viewership of Kelly's case. I know someone holds the answers to this 17-year mystery. As always, I ask that you be respectful in the comments and think critically before you comment negatively. Remember, this can happen to any of us, and I'm only doing what I would want done for me, and as you may want done for you. Take care of yourself. Please be safe, be vigilant, and always be aware of your surroundings. May God bless and keep you all. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 through 2.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.